Hello and welcome to this latest episode of Tips and Tricks for Unity. In this case, it's all about web compatibility, being able to host your game without any plugin on your cloud space, for example, on Azure with DreamSpark. And my name is Christina Rothe, and I'm a game development evangelist with Microsoft. So as you can see, I prepared an empty project in Unity. I have nothing that I've changed in there, but I'd like to add a rotating cube. So let's add a 3D cube from game object, 3D object, and then cube, which we're going to then animate so it returns, it turns around its y-axis. So we've got the cube. Now let's click on Window Animation and add a new animation for the rotation part of the transform component. So we're just going to change the values of the rotation in the component. So add property transform and plus next to rotation. Now select the time markers every 15 seconds and increase the value by 90 in the Y section. So at 15 seconds it's 90, at 30 it's 180, at 45 it's 270, and at 1 minute it should be 360, not zero. If you leave it at zero, then it will make this weird jump back and it doesn't look as smooth as it could be. So change it to 360. And let's try executing that. And you can see that we created a very, very, very simple scene that we're going to save now and export for web. So now let's click on File, Build Settings. And in the menu, scroll down until you see WebGL Preview. And click on Player Settings. This is where you can change a couple of things. For example, you could increase or decrease the WebGL memory size. Then you can enable the exceptions, which I changed to none. And you can allow data caching, which helps with storing game data in the memory. So there's that. Then those are the main settings that you need. You can also set a couple of other things like the screen resolution for the game and some further settings like rendering paths and such, but those we don't need to change at all. Instead, in the build settings window, we're going to click on build and then we'll create a new folder called WebGL and create our game in that particular folder. So let's do that. And while it's building, let's go to our Azure management portal on manage.windowsazure.com. And here we're going to create a new website or web app. So click on the plus sign in the lower left corner with the new. And there we're going to create a new website. Or you can get a free Azure account, for example, with DreamSpark, and use the website for free. So you can host your games for free as well, which is pretty cool. So yeah, click on New Compute Web App and Quick Create. Just choose any URL that's free. If you can see the red mark next to web, you can see that web wasn't free anymore, but webexport.azurewebsites.net was free. So let's have that generated. And while both the Unity project and the website are being created, let's change an edge setting that allows us to actually play the Unity games in WebGL. So open Edge and in the address bar type in about colon flags. That opens some settings menu and scroll down until you see JavaScript and enable ASM.js. If you haven't enabled it and if you don't enable it, then chances are very good that you cannot play the Unity games. So enable it just to be on the safe side. Yeah, so that's done. The website is created. Now let's go to the configuration tab, configure, and scroll down a tiny little bit until you can see edit in Visual Studio. So allow that, turn that on, save the settings, and as you can see, the Unity project is still building, still not finished. So let's go back to the dashboard on the Azure portal. They can see something called Edit in Visual Studio Online popping up. Click on that, and now you can create a file that will define the settings of this app. It's called webconfig. So let's create a new file in Visual Studio Online in the www root. And I've prepared the settings file already. I'll post the code into the article. Don't worry about it. It's really just that your website or web space knows how to handle the .mem and .data file types. In this case, as application octet stream. So let's just copy that and paste that into a file that I'm going to create from scratch in Visual Studio Online for my web space. New file, let's call it web.config. It's going to be empty as you see, and now I'm just going to paste what I copied from Notepad. It's been saved already, and that's all I need. That's it. I don't need to change anything else in Visual Studio Online. Next, I'm going to open the web space in Web Matrix. This is a little tool with which you can edit websites as well. And it allows the handling of folders a bit better, which is why I'm switching here. You can choose between editing the page live or locally before uploading it. Normally, it's better to work locally, but in this case, I'm going to work live. All I need now is to export the contents of the folder WebGL, the one that I just created, except for the htaccess, that one I don't necessarily have to copy over. So I copy that onto my web space. Wait a couple of moments until it's finished copying, because depending on how complex your game is, that could be quite a lot. And when it's finished, right now, well, it is just a small project, then I can open Edge and navigate to the game page. So let's type webexport.azurewebsites.net. And quite possibly the initial loading takes quite a bit. Just wait until it opens. Like I said, it's still preview, it's still not quite finished and everything. I'm going to skip forward so you can see it opens and we can see our rotating cube. That's essentially it. You can play your Unity game without any additional plugin in Azure. Now, a rotating cube is quite boring. I have prepared another project for you that I worked on during a hackathon. Unfortunately, the resolution is a bit difficult, so the screen keeps jumping when I turn left or right. But that is essentially my fault. But yeah, you can play within the browser. And that's just a regular old little game. And it's Edge compatible, doesn't need any plugins. So, what else do we need? So, go ahead and share your games online. I'd be very happy to see some links of your games. So, please share them if you've got them. And you can, just as a reminder, have those websites for free, either through BizSpark or for students through DreamSpark or with a trial version of Azure. Anyway, hope you liked it. See you later. Bye.